Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 14th day of Sivan, Topshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Gittin, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Dalad. Eved, if there was a Eved Kanani, a non-Jewish Eved, owned by a Yisrael, Shenishba that was captured, Ufda Uhu, and then they redeemed him, and this is taking place according to most Mefarshim, and the way that Rava learns in the Gemara, because there is machlekes about this in the Gemara, but most Mefarshim learn that we're talking here about a case where the owner has given up hope of ever finding his Eved again. He had Yush. And now people came and redeemed him from the kidnappers. Im l'shum Eved, if the people redeemed him for the purpose to be to continue to be an Eved, yishtabed, then he should continue being an Eved to the person who redeemed him. But he'll never go back to the original owner who gave up hope of ever finding him. However, im l'shum ben choyrin, if the people redeemed him from his captors for purpose of setting him free, not to be an Eved anymore, lo yishtabed, then he should not be an Eved, neither to the former master who had Yush, nor for the person who redeemed him, because the person who redeemed him intended him to be ben choyrin, free man. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, he argues and he says, ben kach u ben kach yishtabed. Whether they were redeemed, or whether this Eved was redeemed for the purpose of being an Eved to continue, or whether they redeemed him for the purpose of being a ben choyrin, a free man, yishtabed. He has to be an Eved to his former master. He should always go back to the former master. Why? Because otherwise, you'll set a precedent. People will go, they'll get themselves kidnapped, and then rely on people to redeem them, and then afterwards they'll be free men. People will want to free them for ben choyrin, and then they'll try to escape their masters and get freedom in that way. That's what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says. So Rabbi Shimon says that whether they're redeemed for ben choyrin or the purpose redeemed him, they're redeemed for being continued to be an Eved, they always go back to the former master. However, there is a difference. If the people redeemed the Eved for a purpose of to be continued to be an Eved, then the former master has to pay the people who redeemed him. Why shouldn't you can't get an Eved back for free when the person paid money for the person. If, however, his redeemers, the people who redeemed him for this Eved, to be a free man, that basically was they were mafkir their money. They gave the money for nothing. And it will go back to the former master. That's how Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says. It's to stop people trying to get out of their master's bondage by doing this, by setting themselves up to be him, to be kidnapped and then getting redeemed to become free. That's how the Ran learns the Gemara, the Mishnah. That's how the Rambam Paskins as well. The Rosh and the Meiri learn a little bit different, and they say that what does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel mean by Ben Kach or Ben Kach Ishtabed? He means that if they redeemed him to be an Eved, then he will be an Eved to the one who redeemed him. In this way, it's a bit like the Tanakama. But if they redeemed him for a Ben Choyrin to be free, then he goes back to the former master, and for the reason we said before. Says the Mishnah further, Eved she'asoi rabbi apotiki lachem. What happens if an Eved's master made his Eved an apotiki? It means an exclusive mortgage, an exclusive lien on the Eved. So the master told a lender, the master was borrowed money, and he told the lender, the only way you'll get paid for this debt that I'm borrowing from you is from this Eved. Apoi tiki is a Greek word. It actually stands for three words. Apoi, tehe, koi. Here is where you stand. Here is where you can collect your debt. Nothing else. And then the master, having made this Eved Kanani of his a secured mortgage, a secured collateral against the debt, shichvaroi, he went and he freed him. Now, by freeing him, the Eved Kanani is now on his own, a free man. What happens? Shuras Adin, strictly speaking, ain ha'eved chayev klum. The Eved, who was freed now, does not require to recompense or to pay the lender anything, because the freedom that he got was from his master is a genuine freedom. He's freed from shibboleth, from bondage. Pretty nasty thing to do, because he borrowed against this avid, and then he goes frees him, and frees the avid. Elabat mi pnei tikkun olam, in order to make a tikkun, to make a fence, a tikkun for the world. And the pshat is here, it means in order to stop a situation where the lender will meet the avid Kanani, the former avid Kanani, in the street and say to him, hey, come over here, you're my avid, you were secured mortgage against my loan. And to stop such a thing happening, koifin is rabba, we actually force the new master, inverted commas, i.e. the lender, and we tell him, you make him a ben chon, you free him. We want you to write, we want you to free the avid from the any rights that you have over the avid. That's to stop this lender to coming and accosting this avid Kanani, who is free, and then saying him, you're my avid. V'choisev, but meantime, how does the lender get his debt paid? I mean, the lender lent a lot of money maybe against this avid. How does he get the debt paid? V'choisev shetar al domov. And the Eved Kanani has to write a document pledging that he owes the amount of money that he's worth, Shtal Domov. Now, if the debt is more than his value, then that's all he's chayv to pay. He's chayv to write an IOU for, if he's worth $100,000, he has to write that I owe this lender $100,000 as he's worth to be sold in the market. If, however, his value is more than the debt, let's say the debt's only 50,000, so then he writes an IOU for 50,000. This is the opinion of the Tanakhama, who says that at the end of the day, it's the Avad Kanani who picks up the liability. He's the one who has to write and say that he owes the lender. He gets freedom, but he gets with it a liability. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, einoi koisev ela mishachra. He says the Avad Kanani does not write an IU for his value. It's the one who freed him. It's the first master, the Rabbi Harishon. He's the one who has to write the lender an IOU for the value of the Avad Kanani. Because as a result of that shikhar, it's a result of that freedom that he freed the Avad Kanani, the first master has caused damage. He's basically ruined the collateral or the secured mortgage that the lender had. And one who damages the shibud of his friend is chayv. Mishnah. Mishichetze eved v'chetze ben choren. A person who is half an eved Kanani, half not Jewish, and half of him is free. How could that happen? It could happen either he was owned by two partners, and one partner freed his interest in that eved Kanani. Or maybe he was an eved of a Kanani of one owner, one Jewish owner, and his master received half of his value as payment. So he's half owned by their master and now half owned by himself. How does he conduct himself? Says the Mishnah, Ovidus Rabbo Yom Echad, he serves his master one day, Vesatzmo Yom Echad, and then he works for himself the next day. And he alternates in this manner. Divrei Beis Hillel. That's what Beis Hillel hold. And by doing that, the Eved is really half under the control of his master and half under his own in his own control. Amar lahem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, Tikkantim es Rabboi, you may have found a remedy for the master. The master's not going to lose out. He still gets half, every second day he gets work done by the Avad Kanani. V'satzmoi lo tikkantim. But you haven't found a remedy for the Avad Kanani. The poor Avad Kanani is in limbo. Why? Lisa shivcha eyevsha. He cannot marry a shivcha Kananis, a non-Jewish shivcha. Why? Because half of him is ben chorin. Shekvar chatz ben chorin. Half of him is a free man, and a ben chorin is forbidden to have a shivcha Kananis, to have a Kananite maidservant. On the other hand, bas chorin eyevsha. He can't marry a normal Jewish girl. Shekvar echtze eved, because half of him is still an eved Kanani. Yibotel. So you'll tell me that he should do nothing and not marry. V'aloi lo nivra ha'olam elo lepri arvia. The world was created to populate. Shnam, as it says, Loisoyu Brah, Lashavisitzara. God did not create the world to be a empty void with no people. It's to inhabit it, to populate. There's a mitzvah to be Puravu. Elo, therefore, says Beis Shammai, What we suggest is mipnei tikkun olam, to find a remedy so that the Eved Kanani should not be stopped from being able to do the mitzvah pruvo. Koifin is rabba, we force his master, v'oisos ben chorin, to make him fully free. And even though he's only paid, for example, half his value, v'choisev, the Eved Kanani will have to write a shtar, will have to write an IOU, shtar al chatzidama, for half the value of how much he'd be worth to be sold on the market. Now, once Beis Hillel heard this, v'chozru Beis Hillel l'hoiros k'tibrei Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel went back and they agreed, they reversed the decision and they accepted the psak, the ruling of Beis Shammai, and therefore they agreed that one forces the master to set him completely free, the other half of him that was an avid. And the same thing would apply if the avid was of 100 partners and one partner, one of the 100, had redeemed his chalek, his percentage in it, would force all the rest to free him as well.